We all do it. We all ask the same question, God, what is your will for my life? Oftentimes, what we mean with that question is, God, what would you have me do in this situation? I'd like to compare it and take it into consideration with what I want to do. And if the two are pretty close, then maybe I'll take your advice. Well, that's a foolish thing to do on our part, isn't it? We definitely need to discover and understand God's will and then joyfully give our lives to that. So what if I could tell you right now what God's will for your life is today? And not just today, but tomorrow as well, and the next day. What if I told you that I know without a shadow of a doubt what His will is? Would you do it? Would you do it with a trusting and joyful obedience, no matter where you are in life, or no matter what's going on around you? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Paul is wrapping up his letter to the church in Thessalonica and giving them some final instructions of what should be happening in the everyday life of the church, in the lives of the church members, no matter what situation they may find themselves in. And one of those habits that's to be developed within the body of Christ is to give thanks in all circumstances. This is God's will. I believe it's God's will because when we give thanks in all circumstances, we're forced to see that we are deserving of no good thing from God. It's all grace. And even in the midst of tough times, there are still ample reasons to give thanks to Him. Namely, we give thanks for Christ Jesus, who sympathizes with us, intercedes for us in those tough times. For some, today brings lots of laughs and good times. But for others, it brings loneliness or heartache, maybe even in the midst of a crowded room. But there is still reason for God's people to give thanks. We have Jesus. When you pray today, please remember Thomas Mobley and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. Also, remember the English Native American Life Word broadcast in America.